How are you?
I'm good. How are you? 1 week left of a 6-day week and it's Christmas!
Christmas! The snow's coming down! Have you got any snow?
No. Last year it snowed on my birthday.
None?
Yeah, no.
We have not really gotten any. It's been like a warm December.
It is. Like it got cold. So yeah, on a positive note, I'm feeling very, very festive. And the big day is looming. How's everything with you?
good, I think. Yeah, good.
Are you ready for next Monday?
Wait, what's next Monday?
Christmas Day. Nope.
I've been really busy. Same. I've been so busy and I don't know, I've just been working so much. And hey, you guys, welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. It's Gareth and Gia. And for the 6th day of Mariah-mas, the Obsessed Podcast is going to give to you a little mini breakdown of the mini doc. Okay, lambs. Okay, Gareth. So today we received from Mariah a little bit of a backstage moment, which you know I live for. And we're kind of cheating today because this wasn't originally on our list of days of Christmas, but you know, we had to scoot a little something out and push this one in here. So yeah.
Well, how do you feel about this? Because I remember when this first, like, when did this come out? Like, it was yesterday or something? It was like a notifiable pending moment for the next day. And I was just like, ooh. Like, we didn't know anything about it. It was so exciting. So, obviously, we just thought that these shows were going to be just live performances done. And we were speculating a little bit if it was going to be a televised streaming kind of moment. And it didn't look like it was going to happen. So we got this, and obviously, as we know, with a little mini documentary, Mariah always does like what, like the best part of 5 minutes, if that. So how do you feel when you first saw whatever it was that when it was pending? How do you feel when it was like out?
Well, I was excited that we were going to get something from her, of course, you know. It wasn't that long ago that it was pending, right? So it was just like a day in advance. Yeah. So it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I have to wait so long for this. And I kind of just woke up and the video was about to come out.
Yeah.
So today.
Yeah.
So I haven't been like
counting down.
Yeah, I haven't been like counting down the minutes till like it's gonna come out. But I'm excited for it. You know, I'm excited for a moment. And my first thought when I watched it was like, oh, this would go perfect alongside a filmed version of the tour itself, honey, because it just like looks so good and it would be amazing to go like a little special featurette that goes with something, you know, on your little DVD player moment. But I don't know. That's just my first thought of what it felt like. So that's what really got me excited was like the thought of like, oh, what if there was like a take home moment? Like that would be cute. But I'm not trying to start shit and do too much. But it did get me. It was exciting to see the costumes in HD and have them talk a little bit about the choreography, the fashion, the stage design, Debbie Allen. They mentioned a little bit of My All as well, the new reworked My All. So, and Rock and Row, they talked about those little parts. And I feel like more and more as I get further away from the show and it moves more into the past, the performance with Ro and Mariah, wasn't it Jesus Born on This Day? That's the one that's really been sticking with me. And I feel like I've been going back to it. So I don't know. I really do love that one. And of course, I've been streaming All I Want more since the show as well. Yeah. Which Lambs, you guys need to go stream All I Want too.
Yes.
But
stream All I Want for Christmas. So, you Lambs.
Yes, stream, honey. But what were your first thoughts, and what was going through your mind? Were you as excited as I was? Were you high on life to get this video? Were you just like whatever about it? Were you like, I don't know?
I was excited. I thought, okay, here we go. There's going to be something. But it said mini documentary, and obviously we've had our moments in the past where she said documentary, like with the Honey video documentary, and it wasn't really that long. And then we got the mini documentary for Music Box, which was okay. She said mini, and so it said mini, and I thought, well, how mini is it going to be? Like, you know, there's no televised moment attached to this, so it really probably will just be a rundown of, you know, the best parts of the tour, pretty much of what we've got in the music video, just with them talking over it. And I thought, okay, like, well, you know, let's not get our expectations too high or too low. Let's just wait and see what it is, because at least she's talking about it. Because like we've said back and forth on this podcast and privately, like together, like we've spoke about whether it's going to be a special on television, whether it's going to be a streaming moment, and we had no clue. And you went to the show, there was nothing that really like revealed any kind of like over the top spectacularity camera moments that it's going to be for a show. She never said anything, you know, there was nothing. So we just assumed it wasn't going to happen. So a little bit of a behind the scenes would be cute. I still feel a behind the scenes of last year's, because of everything that went into it in terms of like getting it recorded and like edited down and put together for like one solid piece to be televised. You know, I would still like to see a behind the scenes of that. But like even this year, it's still okay, because, you know, there's still a lot going on. This was still a spectacular show. This did not give, regardless of where she performed, I don't know how big these arenas were, but like it still gave huge stadium stage kind of moment.
They were big. I think that the one that I was at seats like 13,000.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
I don't know if that's correct. Well, let me just check right now. Okay. So Little Caesar says it can fit 15 to 22,000, but I'm assuming it's more like 15 because they're not using that one side, because you know how concerts, they turn the arena. Yeah. Like they take half of it away because it would be hard to see from that one side, you know. So
yeah, because the stage takes up a certain amount of like,
or like a quarter of it. They take up like a quarter. Yeah. So that's a lot. That's a lot of people. So this was pretty monumental of a tour type moment.
Oh, this was giving like the same as last year, although like I said it in one of the other days for the 12 days, where it felt like it was just too much spectacularity going on. Whereas this one seemed, it was like a huge stage, and then it was all about Mariah. Like there wasn't too much like going on in all different directions. Like I feel like from what I've seen, of course, obviously I'm not there and I haven't seen it, but from like some of those far away shots that you see across social media and on YouTube, it really looked like you could, if you were at a decent position anyway in the audience, you could really like take in the stage, take in Mariah. Obviously you had to have a good spot, but like it really did look like that was the focus this year, like a great backdrop setting and then Mariah, instead of like, oh, there's so much going on. And
there was, with the choreography, there was so much going on, like the outfits, everyone, and then there were some really good props as well. Like I think that the stage was simple, but they utilized the dancers and the choir and the costumes and even the set list, the way they changed it. I feel like they kept it hype.
Yeah.
Debbie Allen, I guess she came through for Mariah, and so did a few other people as well.
Debbie Allen has been working with Mariah since like the Butterfly tour, I believe. Like she seems to be like a constant at this stage anyway. She seems to be like a constant name that keeps getting brought up. She's worked with her for such a long time. They clearly get each other. I might be wrong with the Butterfly moment. She could have been working a little bit longer or less, but it's roughly around mid to late 90s. And so I really like the fact that they continue to work together, because we need the spectacularity of the magic of Mariah, because so many people have tried to step in and do a good job, and, you know, fair enough, like, they've done all right.
Was Debbie Allen on last year's or no? Or was...
I thought she was. I might be wrong, but I know she's been pulled out for a few things this year, and I know off and on, it's not, like, consistently working with Mariah since then.
Wait, also, on a couple of days ago of Christmas, we were talking about the Nutcracker Ensemble. Wasn't that recent Debbie Allen performance with the sleigh where she comes down on the ski? Yeah. That was giving that ensemble, wasn't it? Almost like, but in a new updated moment, like a cute version.
In a way.
And then I started thinking about how I was like shading the flared out skirt from last year's concert. But I was like, okay, if they gave us a flared out skirt, that's kind of like in the form of that outfit for TV or the Apple TV Plus special Nutcracker dress, like she could still pull off a flared out skirt. Like I think they could pull it off for the tour. If they gave us that shape and that kind of a vibe, I just think it's such a perfect look on her with that hair. Like they really should drag out that as like a final All I Want for Christmas type look, I think.
I think live. When it comes to like a structured skirt, and I'm saying this in hindsight, obviously, after we spoke about it, because I didn't say it then. And I feel like now you just said that and thinking about what I said in the Nutcracker episode, any kind of like structured skirt, like that little like cocktail dress from last year, I feel like if you attach that to a ski moment, like a coat moment or the military jacket, the Nutcracker, any kind of like coat moment, as long as it's structured, because coats are quite obstructing and cumbersome and they're kind, you know what I mean? Like, and then I feel like if you did it in a skirt dress kind of way, it would look really cute. But then to do a cocktail dress that's so free and easy, like the one last year, it just looked a bit...
But the one this year is so perfect though. The red one and the silver one, they're both perfect. I think that the dresses this year are amazing, but I just wanted to put it out there and tell you that I had those thoughts like after we were recording. I was like thinking about that one performance and then I was like, that's so similar to the Nutcracker dress and we love both of those outfits and she looked amazing and both of those times her hair was giving and she just looked amazing. Like she looked the part, like she was giving Queen of Christmas and it had both of those had a flared out skirt. So I was just like, okay, like we can take a flared out skirt, I think sometimes. Like when they do it right, they do it right. Yeah.
But not that last year. Yeah. Don't pull out any variation of that from last year. Cause it was neither here nor there. Just like, eh. So yeah, a 4 minute and 49 second documentary. Okay. It's not quite 5 minutes. I'm not going to be grateful or ungrateful. It just is what it is. And I like the fact that Debbie Allen's
talking. Well, I was grateful, but it would be cute if they went in a little deeper to each topic that they touched upon a little
bit. Yeah. Like it talked to an individual dancer here and there. Like I know there was some coverage.
About the beating on the costumes. Yeah, like about where
the wardrobe, go through like big staple moments of the wardrobe. Okay, this is the don't reveal. I mean, it's out now, and obviously the tour's done after today. After the 17th, so it's going to be done and dusted. But it's just like, you know, they could have pulled out some things and like be like, okay, this is a nice little like softer moment. This is a nice little like quiet moment. And then they could have been a little bit cheeky and pulled out the Nutcracker, be like, we all know what this is. And then just put it back, you know, and they could have really gone into detail, especially this little like this new dress, this like little short, like red dress. And then it changed to silver. Like we should have seen like a little bit more detail because we were shown like some of the detail, but it was like a quick flash. Like we could have got into like
somebody going into the closet of the show being like, these are the moments, like just like how
I said wardrobe.
Broadway.com like does little videos, like just little things like that bring you into it. So the huge fans and lambs, like which they're doing. I'm glad that they did this video, you know, but it did leave me wanting a little bit more.
It did. So much more. I like
that's why that's why I watched it twice and I was like, okay.
I watched it and I was kind of like, I want to know what they were having for lunch. Like, I mean, I didn't actually want to know what they were having for lunch, but I wanted them to.
I want to know what the kids are doing, how they travel around. Like, yeah. I want to know how they bring the set to each place. Like, I want to know how they break it down, what they're doing, what she's doing on her day off every day in between, you know? Like, I want to see the hotel rooms. Like you know, the Emancipation of Mimi document or the...
I was just about to say the same thing. Exactly. I'm still riding off that wave, and I'm just like, because that was the last big moment. And I'm just like, we're doing this, so why not give us a little bit more? Like, okay, so we started off with this and like, let it build a bit. Like, it could have even
been... I want to see the dog. Where's the dog at? You know, like...
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah. Like...
Or are they on a tour bus, or are they...
are they on their own tour?
Flying, you know?
Are they doing
I want to know, like, I want all the tea on it, so... I just want more. So I'm grateful, but I want more. So
yeah, no, I like it, but it could have filled in a couple of more gaps. I mean, that could have taken us to maybe like 5 or 6 minutes. Okay, but whatever. But like, when I saw her sat in a chair in the audience section, I thought, oh, okay, like they've pulled out a chair for her to sit in. You know, she could have just...
And it was all footage from California, so I'm pretty sure.
So it's been done.
But it makes sense because they're the film crew's probably out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's giving Hollywood. Because the video was giving high quality. It was done very well.
It was. It was giving
4K.
Yeah. It was just giving me the impression that maybe we could have got a little bit more because she was sat in that big arm, well, not big armchair, but the armchair in the audience. I thought, okay, she's not just in a dressing room with a light bulb mirror, like, you know, old school Hollywood. Like, I thought, okay, they've actually like stuck her in the audience to talk about it. It felt really like deep, but it wasn't too deep. But one thing I will say, and I can't remember the name of the guy. I think he's like is he one of the like keyboard players or something? He's like the musical director or something. And he said, you know, they're trying to create history with this tour. And I just want to say...
Oh, that was Tremaine? Or I think you're talking about Tremaine?
I can't remember his name. I can see his face, but I can't remember his name.
He's like... he's like her the backstage manager kind of person.
Okay. And he was saying...
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah.
I think you're talking about Tremaine.
And he was wearing like a black t-shirt with I think it was like a Mariah like picture on or something, and it blurred out All I Want for Christmas Is You. I don't know why they did that, but anyway, like, he was saying so many good things about this show, but he kept saying this show is like creating history. And I thought, you know what, it's not, but it's helping to add to, because I feel like with what he said, it resonated with me, because she's really gonna be... And it doesn't matter if she continues on to the same age as this person, but I feel like the more she does while she's still capable, she can continue to be a huge part of Christmas and be like the Dolly Parton, but of Christmas. Like, Dolly Parton is this, like, forgive me for saying it like this, but it is what it is. Dolly Parton's like a tacky version of country, and Mariah Carey seems to have a... I mean, I love Dolly Parton, don't get me wrong, I think she's adorable, but like, Mariah Carey has this like classiness of like delivering Christmas to people. And I feel like, I mean, Dolly Parton does too, because she's got the money, but like, Mariah Carey really gives spectacularity. And I feel like if she could do it at least another 10 or 20 years of these shows...
Mariah has the whole glamour thing with the glam squad, and I love the whole moments, and her outfits are more... I feel like they're more...
They're just sophisticated.
Yeah, more sophisticated than... Like what Dolly was wearing on the... No shade, but she was doing a performance for like a halftime show. Did you see that? And like, it was cute. She pulled it off. Like, she pulled it off. But I feel like... But I feel like she would wear something like that to her show. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't like shook that she wore that.
No, me neither. I just thought, oh, okay, we just did a bit of midriff. Okay, it's nicely done. It's not like...
Even if the midriff wasn't there, she gives off like country, which I guess country is classic too, but it's just not my kind of classic, I guess. Like, it's just not my thing, so.
We don't really have it over here. Like, it's accessible to us, of course, and people do buy it, obviously, because some of these artists are like huge, like Dolly Parton especially. But like, Mariah's gonna be that kind of like huge thing where it's kind of like, no matter how old she gets, it's gonna be like a thing of her just coming out and doing Christmas, like Dolly with pretty much anything. But like, and I feel like it's not that this, it's not that this show is like creating history, but it's adding to the legacy. It really resonated when that guy said that. And I just thought, you know what? He's so on the mark, but really it's just more overall. It covers so much more what he's saying. It's not just this show. It's everything that she could ever, anything that she's ever done, anything that she could ever do.
And the Lambs talking about that kind of at the end as well, like without her music in general, like there would be so many people who may have not gotten through such a hard time in their lives. True. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can relate so hard to that because like, of course we're all there for Christmas and she brings us together for Christmas, but like I'm there for Mariah first and foremost, like, you know, like she's the queen of Christmas and I'm there for her, you know, but she is like a gift, you know. It's like she's always there, like her music is always there, but then Christmas she comes around and like it's like, okay, you guys, we're here.
Yeah, she seems more involved with this as well. I mean, obviously we haven't seen too much footage of other tours that she's done over the last few years. I mean, obviously we know there's a gap, but like we saw a bit more footage of her being more involved. Obviously this had music over the top of it. We've not heard what she said, we've not heard any sound checks. But, you know, we saw it. You know, she's obviously there for a reason. It looks good. My All got turned into a gospel moment. It wasn't, like, as typical as what we expect from My All, but it's still there. And I think that's really cute, too. I don't want her to carry on doing too much of that with her songs. Like, you know, you have a segment in the show where you deliver the songs that the Lambs are there for, or fans in general are there for if they know a few of them. You know, like, it's that's a good segment. So maybe keep My All as it is and maybe go into a gospel moment for a costume change instead of the dance remix. I don't know, but like don't start switching up all the songs.
I get what you're saying, but one, I already felt like we had a Christmassy My All with Fall in Love at Christmas. Because that kind of gave me like a Christmassy My All. But then this year we literally have a Christmasified My All.
Yeah.
So I like that version a lot. I just wish that Mariah would have been there to sing at least like a part of it. You know, she sang a hint of it.
You know what I think that she could do? And I don't know if I'm being a delusional lamb here right now, but you know, that I say we pray. You know, at the end of the, or whatever, I don't even know the lyrics to that part, but you know, the Fall in Love, the end bit where they get all, with the backing singers, they get all start getting gospel-y. They could do that because it's a bit upbeat. And then all of a sudden, that could transition into, I don't even know the lyrics, I can't remember the lyrics now of the gospel version of My All, but that, and the guitar could transition into the gospel version of My All with changed lyrics, and then after that it could go into the born is the king as she walks off. It could be a nice little, I mean it's a little bit stagnant, but it's a bit of a transitional like vocal, and she could do all of it live.
Wait which song goes into Born is the King again?
My All gospel. So from Fall in Love at Christmas.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, just to tie them together. Like, I don't know. I don't know right now. I'm just thinking of things in my head and I'm just saying it out loud, I guess. But, like, because of the Fall in Love and that part of Fall in Love and then My All being turned into a gospel song, and I'm thinking, like, and you can't bring out Born is the King? So I'm piecing it together in my head thinking, like, that's why I said maybe delusional lamb moment. I'm thinking, how could it really be piecing together?
Yeah, but this year, though, also this mini doc made me think as well. This concert set list, it did have so many Christmas songs that Mariah wrote.
Yeah.
So, like, they should have added a little bit of Born is the King in there, or, like, just, like, as much original Christmas as possible. Yeah. Because I feel like even though she does drag out her regular songs, most of the regular GP people there are there for her Christmas song. Well, one, they're there for All I Want for Christmas, first and foremost. Yeah. Like, that's why people are sitting in those chairs, I'm sure, is that's why it's the encore. But I think she is getting more people hooked on her. And I think that the more original stuff she puts in her show, the more it's going to get people like, whoa, what is this, like, wanting more?
Definitely. Yeah, because if they listen to like Baby Please Come Home or this, like, they're like, oh, I've heard this before. It wasn't by her though. Yeah. And then she still keeps some of those classics that she's covered as well as the ones she's written. There might be a chance, especially like Oh Santa and Mishimos. They might be like, oh, I've heard this. I remember this. I didn't know it was by her though, you know, as well as some of the newer ones. And they'll be like, oh my God. Like, so no, it's a really good idea.
Well, I mean, who knows? There, who knows what is to come? And I'm sure when we get to MC 30, darling, we'll get to that later. We'll probably get more. You know, okay. Well, that has been day 6 of Mariah Miss Lambs. We hope you've enjoyed. Stay tuned and join us tomorrow for day 7. All right, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.